Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi and welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're hearing the pitter-patter of little feet and we're talking about the change that is a newborn coming into a household. It's a very highly emotional time, a very exciting one. There's a great deal of anticipation. For some people it can be a period of great confusion as roles change and they adapt to being a parent, maybe for the first time or even for the 15th time. It's a period of great indescribable joy that I've heard you cannot understand unless you've been there and that it changes from child to child. But it's equally a period of great stress and a period of great change. Just like any period of big change in our lives, it takes a little bit of time to adapt positively and start to live with what this change has meant for us and how our life has been altered because of this. Any period of change, whether it be a newborn in the household or changing jobs or changing state, moving, new schools, any period of change like that places a great amount of pressure often on ourselves, on our relationships, and more importantly, puts pressure on our existing lifestyle, on the way that we live and be in the world, and on how we cope with life on life's terms. So I've got a few tips this week on Mind Games for navigating this change, and in particular, welcoming a newborn into the family. The first tip is to plan as much as possible. You cannot plan everything when it comes to a newborn because they direct the shots most of the time. But a plan gives you a little bit of a framework to work within, and we can all feel safe if we have some idea where we're putting our next foot forward. The tip is to be flexible within that plan and allow some change because life is going to change because it's going to have to adapt to this newborn. The second tip is to communicate if possible and if it's relevant with your partner. Talk about how you're going to cope with certain things, how you're going to work the duties, and talk about each other's experiences so you have an understanding of what the other person's experiencing. People are stronger together. People can do it alone, but of course, if there's two people involved and they're able to communicate, it's going to be a lot easier for both people. Prioritize. When we have a lot of things in flux, we need to sometimes get back to the basics. Think about some achievable things. What do I need to actually be doing at the moment? If it's not important, put it aside. Try and keep it simple and keep it to the necessities. And one of the necessities is going to be self-care for everyone involved. It's really important that we are learning at this point to take care of our newborn, but we also need to learn and to maintain our care of ourselves and each other. And the fourth one, possibly the most important, particularly for new parents, is to ask for help and support. There's nothing wrong with asking if you don't have the information. There's nothing wrong with asking families and friends to give us some advice and some assistance in this big, big period of our lives. There's nothing wrong with asking for a little bit of support so that we can help to provide the future that we want for our child. Enjoy the experience. If you get the chance, write some of these things down because you really will want to remember that later on. Enjoy the screaming.